famous salesman, motivational speaker, and author, Zig Ziglar said, "People often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily." Now we're in Chapter 8, The Daily Tools, and that well captures the concept. And this is what I most discovered in my work, that over years of research, and even taking thousands of pages of notes and reducing them down to summaries of summaries and summaries of those summaries, that all that mattered was how good could I get at utilizing them every day. See, I laugh at even the notion of having goals. Many people don't have goals. They get to the end of the year and they say, "I'm going to set my New Year's resolutions." Like having a goal once a year matters. Goals matter if you use them every day. It's like a golfer showing up for every tee shot and he's like, "I don't need to think about where I'm hitting the ball. I thought about that on the last shot." He resets his goal for every tee shot. It's like a CEO being on an investor call and the investor saying, "Well, what are the goals for the business?" The CEO's like, "What? We set goals last year. Why do we need goals now?" See, and I joke about it, but what I most realized was that I needed daily tools. And where this goes even deeper is in training topics like NLP, hypnosis, meditation. I saw it wasn't about having very, very powerful tools. It was about putting them to work every day in building a more and more powerful mind. And so before I even realized the importance of continuous tools, that came next when I realized the daily tools weren't enough. I had developed a notion called daily exercises, where I took the best ideas that I was working on and I put them in my daily exercises. And I found a time to go and do them every day. And you hear me laughing because for many years I thought I was just absolutely nuts. Like, why do I have to do this? And then I started working with other people. And what I saw is when you get inside other people's minds, and only you know this inside your own mind, that where our minds go every day and all the way throughout the day is typically to places we don't want to go. Why do people drink at night? Especially in New York, it's very common for people to drink every night. Why? Why do we drink at night? Because that's how hard it is for many of us to live inside our minds. We wake up in the morning, and so many people, first thing they do is check their email, fill their minds with anxiety and overwhelm and fear for the day. Automatically, in the morning, their mind is racing. Got to do this, got to do that. So at nighttime, having a drink is the only way we can bring it down. In many ways, we use our sedatives, our wake-up pills, our coffee, our alcohol at night, our sleeping pills, as daily exercises, as daily practices, because that's the best we've got. Like Eddie Mora in the movie Limitless, his daily exercise is popping the pill, NZT. But like going to the gym, you do it every day, or you do it how many days you do it, but you do it regularly because that's how you get the body in shape. By repeating those exercises daily or whenever you do it. Like bathing, like Zig Ziglar said, like bathing. Motivation doesn't last. Transforming your mind doesn't happen once. Goals don't get set once. Every day you want to be conditioning your goals. Every day you want to be reminding yourself of what you're working on in your mind. Every day you want to come back to your daily exercise and your daily tools. I know this seems like overkill. I know this seems extreme. And you hear me laughing about it. I could have never have imagined my work would end up here. Yet, what I've discovered is just like if you want to build your rock solid body, if you want to build your limitless mind, you find a way to organize yourself to work at it every day. You need the daily tools. You need the daily practices. It's more than needing them, isn't it? We want them. Who doesn't want to build a limitless mind? And this is one of the ways how. So let's dive in.